Welcome to the Whistler Plumbing and Air Podcast. I'm talking to James Whistler today. James, we talk about air filters every once in a while on this podcast because, you know, they're a regular part of maintenance and important. So let's talk about why changing air filters really does matter when it comes to the health of your system.
This is one of those tasks that is so simple, but it has such a profound impact on everything that your heating and cooling system is doing in your home. And so what most people don't realize is that the heating and cooling in your home, if it is a forced air system, meaning that it uses air to do it, airflow matters. And that filter's job is to clean the air as it goes into the system. And if that filter is stopped up, it's going to create less airflow in the home. And the quickest thing to maybe check is if you feel cold in your house and it's not heating or cooling properly, it could be a filter issue. Mm-hmm. It could be that simple. And so trying to check that, it could be someone not understanding a thermostat too, but those are just very simple things that generally homeowners need to be aware of and doing themselves. Mm-hmm. Your heating and cooling system is not going to work properly if it does not have a clean filter. One of the other things is that a clogged up filter is going to cause extreme stress on your actual HVAC equipment. And that causes it to break down. It causes it to fail prematurely to where you have to replace the whole system prematurely. And so a little maintenance with those filters can go a long way. It would be no different than not changing the filters in your car, your oil filter or your air filter, and just leaving them in there. That if you never done that or you didn't do it but once a year, you're going to have problems with your car. But also I think we overlook the fact that filters, and especially a system that's circulating air in our home, that's air we breathe. And a lot of times if we don't have effective filtering in our home, we're probably going to be breathing not very good quality air. So, and that can cause a lot of different issues. But, just understanding that the heating and air system is circulating air, it's stirring up dust, and if there's mold present or anything like that, it's going to be stirring all that stuff up. And so keeping a clean filter is a very simple task, but it's such an important one to make sure that you have clean air, your system is happy, and you're being able to be comfortable in your home.
And for our first-time homeowners, how often should we be changing our filters?
Well, generally, the rule of thumb is once a month. Now, there's different types of filters. I want to point out that the smaller the filter is, meaning that the smaller particles that it catches, the quicker you're going to have to replace it because it's going to get stopped up sooner. And so, if you've got like pets in your home, that can cause filters to get stopped up quicker. So it's a very much a situational thing, but the rule of thumb is at once a month. If you have whole home filters that last 6 months, it might be 6 months, and some of them can even last up to a year, but they're much more expensive if you replace a yearly filter. But just depending on how dusty or pet dander or laundry or, those type of things, how much of that's going on in the home, I would just do a visual check. Look at it. If it's got stuff on it, then it needs to be changed. And once you kind of pay attention to it, you're going to know when you need to repetitively change that filter.
All right. So now you know a little bit more about why changing air filters is so important. If you have any questions about that or want to work with the team at Whistler Plumbing and Air, the number to call is 540-483-9382.